are monitoring the latest efforts to ramp up vaccinations across the country, especially at public venues like concerts and sporting events. Plus, three teachers from the same county dead from COVID in the span of just 24 hours. Now, those stories in just a moment. But now, the growing crisis in Afghanistan. News Nation correspondent Allison Harris live for us tonight in D.C. So, Allison, when will American troops be on the ground there?
Well, Nicole, U.S. troops are arriving in Kabul as we speak in the frantic rush to get Americans and allies out. The U.N. Security General warning that Afghan is spinning out of control. The Pentagon says the bulk of the 3,000 troops will be in place by the end of the weekend, and the 3,500 troops going to Kuwait on security standby are now preparing to deploy. The Pentagon also saying today that the U.S. has the capacity to airlift thousands of people out of Afghanistan, not yet sharing specific plans for how many additional U.S. aircraft will be traveling to Afghanistan to help the evacuation. There are 1,400 Americans stationed at the embassy. As of now, the U.S. has not announced any plans to close that embassy. Americans in the country are being warned to leave immediately. And there are also 18,000 Afghan allies, interpreters, people who have helped the U.S. who are still waiting for their special immigrant visa to be processed to get out of the country safely. Many of them are hoping for seats on American planes. The Pentagon saying the situation continues to be deeply concerning, but insists that despite Taliban forces now just 30 miles from the capital, Kabul is not under imminent threat.
We certainly have been watching what the Taliban is doing. We have noted, and we have noted with great concern, the speed with which they have been moving and the lack of resistance that they have faced.
The press secretary at the Pentagon saying today, no outcome has to be inevitable. This is a moment for the Afghans to unite and that there is a political solution. Meanwhile, the world is watching video of the Taliban infiltrating the Afghan government buildings, infiltrating police stations there, and watching video of Afghans racing to flee the cities that are being captured by the Taliban. Nicole?
All right, Allison, and we know that there is some breaking news, additional breaking news tonight. The Senate minority leader calling for airstrikes.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell just moments ago was calling for U.S. airstrikes to prevent the Taliban from overrunning Kabul. He's calling for this after a call with the Afghan ambassador to the U.S., Adela Roz. We spoke with her on Wednesday, in which she first made that plea to an American audience, saying the U.S. close air support would be a game changer. She knows that it is feasible because she watched the U.S. use airstrikes to take control of Afghanistan in 2 weeks after 9/11. The U.S. is still providing some air support to the Afghan forces, but Roz tells me right now it is extremely limited. Nicole?